It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Today, I'd like for us to look at the birth of Jesus Christ. You know, the Jews have always been a stiff-necked people. They turned their back on God many times, as we read in the Word of God. But when I say they were a stiff-necked people, so are Gentiles. So have we turned our back on God so many times in our lives, and people today are turning their backs upon God, upon the Son, Jesus Christ. So when I say people are stiff-necked, that means they're hard-hearted. They simply do not want to listen to what God has to say. But the Jews, all through the Word of God, kept refusing to believe what God said in His Word. As we look back, even in the Old Testament, the Jews were not looking for a Savior even then. The Jews were looking for a king. The Jews continued in their unbelief, and we read about that in the book of Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, the Bible says, "Therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Then we look in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23, where it says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. Jesus Christ is God. Well, during Christ's ministry on this earth, the Jews did not believe what he said. So he said this in Luke chapter 11, verse 29. "And when the people were gathered thick together, he," that's Jesus, "began to say, 'This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonas the prophet.'" Well, what about the sign of Jonas? Of course, that's speaking of Jonah. In Jonah chapter 1, verse 17, it says, "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights." Well, as Jonah, or Jonas, as the New Testament says, he was there 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish and came out. So the body of Christ would be 3 days and three nights buried and then come out alive. When the prophecy of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ were prophesied of before he was even born, people still refuse to believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, of mankind. If they would only trust him, he would save them. Well, the time of Christ's birth came to have been like this. As we look back and we look at the journey that Mary and Joseph had to go on before the birth of Christ, we see they had to come from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And as we look at a map, or as you look at a map, the 70-mile journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem would probably have been too difficult for Mary in the winter. Well, this would be in December. So a more probable time of the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem would be late September, the time of the annual Feast of Tabernacles. Well, the conception of Christ, some believe, may have been and even taken place in late December of the year preceding Christ's birth. And this is not a certainty, of course, but our Christmas celebration in December may well be recognized as an honored observation of the incarnation of the Word made flesh, according to John chapter 1, verse 14. What I'm saying is this: it doesn't make any difference when we celebrate the birth of Christ. We celebrate His birth. We celebrate that He came into this world to seek and to save those who were lost. And that is the important thing for us all, for all of us to remember. Jesus Christ did come into the world to seek and to save. Well, what about the place where Jesus was born? Well, of course, by reading the Word of God, we know that he was born in Bethlehem. In Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, it says, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." And then we look in Luke chapter 2 and verses 4 through 7. And it talks about the birth. It says, "And Joseph," and it says, "also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered." And that, of course, once again, I remind you, is Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. Well, after the birth, after Christ's birth, Christ was laid in a manger, according to Luke chapter 2 and verse 7, where it says, "And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." Well, what about the manner of the birth of Christ? Well, the conception of Christ by Mary was supernatural. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, the Bible says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost." And let me say this, that as we read this next verse, some translations, or I would say some commentaries of the Word of God, I would say some perversions, try to tell you that Mary was simply a young girl, that she wasn't a virgin, that she was simply a young girl, but the Bible teaches us that she was a virgin. In Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, it says, "Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." So many people are confused, and they don't understand. When they read certain translations or commentaries, or as I say, some perversions of the Bible, they do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God, because man has corrupted the Word of God by saying that a young woman would conceive. No, the Bible says that a virgin would be with child. Well, what about witnesses to the birth of Christ? Do we know of anyone who saw, or were there any people there? Was there any people who saw Jesus at his birth? And what about people after the birth? Did anyone witness Jesus Christ on this earth? Well, of course, Mary and Joseph were witnesses to the birth of Christ. They were there. In Luke chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, the Bible says this, "And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger." We also read in Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 14, where it says, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Of course, Mary and Joseph were there, and as we just read, the shepherds were there as well. They were witnesses to the birth of Christ. And Luke chapter 2 and verse 8 says, And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And of course, the angel of the Lord told them about the birth of Jesus Christ, and the shepherds went, and they saw for themselves Jesus Christ in the flesh. An old man by the name of Simeon, a son of Jacob, gave witness to Christ as the salvation of God. In Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 32, it says this, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child, Jesus," now, once again, this was after Christ was born. This was when he was being dedicated. Well, the verse goes on to say, "And whom the parents brought in, when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms." This is Simeon now taking Jesus up in his arms, "and blessed God and said, The Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word." You see, he was promised he would see the Savior. Well, the verses go on to say, "For mine eyes," Simeon says, "have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people." And once again, as we continue reading in those verses, verse 32 says, "A light to lighten the Gentiles." He's speaking of Christ, "a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people, Israel." Of course, we look back to the book of Genesis. In Genesis chapter 49, verse 18, it says, "I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord." Well, in that verse, Genesis 49:18, this is the first mention of the word salvation in the Bible. And the Hebrew word, this is interesting, the Hebrew word Yeshua is actually the same as the name Jesus. Well, these are only three adjectives used in the New Testament to describe our salvation. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3, it says it's a so great salvation. In Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9, it is eternal salvation. And in Jude 3, it's the common salvation. Jesus Christ's salvation to those who will trust him as Savior is salvation. Once people trust him, that is salvation, saved forever. Well, not only did people and the angels that I mentioned bear witness to Jesus Christ coming into this world, there were other ones as well. But God the Father gave witness to the birth of Christ. Luke chapter 3, verse 22, the Bible says, "And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." Have you trusted Jesus as your Savior? Why not call upon him today? Trust him. The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Turn from sin. Now, you can't stop it, but God can. God can take care of you, and he can make you clean in order to go to heaven. Don't try to go your way. Go God's way. He will save you if you will trust him. "Lord, forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior."
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.